everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Powerful Woman Rising podcast. I am your host, Melissa Snow, Powerful Woman. I was trying to figure out, do I have a title? And I was like, maybe my title is just Powerful Woman. Anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, it is so great to meet you. I am a former dating coach turned business relationship strategist. My company is called Powerful Women Rising. We have two goals. One is teaching, training, and speaking about how to network more effectively. What I say is how to network like a human and not like a salesy weirdo. And I also run an online community for female entrepreneurs called the Powerful Women Rising Community. And it is a mix of networking and masterminding and business strategy and a little mindset coaching now and then. And it is super fun and I love it so much. We just had our virtual speed networking event yesterday that is open to the public. So if you've not joined us, definitely join us on the next one. I'll put the link in the show notes. We had 57 female business owners on that call, and I am always amazed every single month at the caliber of women that show up for these events. Such smart, experienced, awesome, amazing women from all over the world, really. We had somebody from the Czech Republic. We had somebody from Jamaica. We had somebody from Israel. I can't remember some of the other countries, but it's just so fun to see what other women are doing and to celebrate them and support them and lift them up and help them find opportunities and resources to take their business to the next level. And I hope that you will join us on the next one because they are amazing events. And here's what I'm also thinking is so fascinating as I'm saying that. This is my perception of all of these women, but I bet they sometimes have a very different perception of themselves because imposter syndrome, if you want to call it that, we'll get into that in a second. Imposter syndrome is real, y'all. And I found research that says that 70% of people will experience imposter syndrome in their lives, but I feel like that number is too low, especially if we're talking about an entire lifetime. Did we not all spend most of high school having imposter syndrome? Because I certainly did. So anyway, that is our topic for today. This is a huge topic. We're not going to be able to dive into all of the different intricacies of imposter syndrome, but we are going to talk about it today, what it is, how it impacts business owners, women in particular, and I'm going to give you some strategies for how you can start to overcome imposter syndrome when you are experiencing it. So let's talk first about what imposter syndrome is. When we're talking about this, what are we talking about? I want you to imagine that you are sitting in a room full of super successful entrepreneurs, and they are all talking about their awards and their accolades and this interview they just booked and this thing that they launched that sold out in 5 seconds and the 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures that they made this year. And you are feeling like a fish out of water. Because even though intellectually you know you have achieved a lot, you know a lot, you are an expert in your field, you just can't shake that feeling that you are somehow a fraud, that you don't belong in this room among all of these incredibly accomplished individuals. That, my friends, is imposter syndrome in a nutshell. And if you have experienced that, you are definitely not alone. According to the American Psychological Association, imposter syndrome is a form of self-doubt in which high-achieving individuals are unable to accept their success and credit luck instead of skill for their accomplishments. So that's a very basic definition. I would say imposter syndrome is that little voice in your head, some of us call it the itty bitty shitty committee, that tells you that you are not good enough, that you are just one step away from being exposed as the fraud that you are. It's that nagging feeling that despite your accomplishments, your expertise, all of the things that you've done in your life, you are not deserving of your success, or you are not deserving of your seat at the table. And there's a psychologist, Valerie Young, who has studied imposter syndrome, and she has identified 5 distinct types of imposter syndrome. And I want to talk about those because I want you to see if you identify yourself in any of these 5 types. So the first is the perfectionist. This is someone who feels shame if any task is completed less than perfectly. If you make a mistake, if something is off, if you don't say it perfectly, if your words don't come out right, you're very hard on yourself, you feel embarrassed, you feel ashamed. The next type is the expert. This is someone who expects themselves to be the person who has all the answers. They feel failure for any minor lack of knowledge, even though the rest of us are like, you can't possibly know everything. The expert feels like if there's something, especially in my field of expertise, that I don't know, I am a failure. The third type is the soloist. So this is a person who feels shame anytime they need to ask for help. They will spend hours and hours trying to figure it out themselves just to avoid asking someone else to help them, even though it would save them time, even though it would save them money, even though it would save them stress, because they feel so much shame if they can't do it themselves, if they need to ask for help. The fourth kind she calls the natural genius. So this is someone who feels failure if they aren't immediately an expert at a particular skill. So if you are learning something new and you don't pick it up right away, if you are in a class and learning to make a craft or cook something or something like that, and you don't get it right away, you need practice, you have questions, you don't get the instructions, you feel failure if you are not immediately good at something, or for some of us, immediately the best at something. And then the fifth type of imposter syndrome she's identified is the superhuman. So this is someone who feels shame if they fall short in any of the multiple roles that they juggle. They probably take on way too much, and then they feel embarrassed, they feel ashamed, they feel like something is wrong with them if they are not able to do it all and do it all well. A lot of times it's do it all perfectly. I would also add that part of imposter syndrome can be feeling unworthy, whether it is unworthy of affection, unworthy of attention, unworthy of money, right? This makes it very hard for us to make sales when we feel unworthy of receiving someone else's money for our service. It could also be downplaying your accomplishments, or like I mentioned earlier, crediting luck, or, oh, it was just a fluke that had nothing to do with me. It could also manifest itself in a fear of success or a fear of failure. And it could also be your denial of competence and capability. So you are not aware, or at least choose to not be aware, of how competent you are and how capable you are. And all of that can be part of imposter syndrome. So if any of that resonates with you, here's what I want you to know about imposter syndrome. First and foremost, you are not alone. There is nothing wrong with you. I question the use of the phrase imposter syndrome for a lot of reasons, but partly because I feel like what we call imposter syndrome is really just a part of being a human being. And as I mentioned earlier, research shows that about 70% of people will experience imposter syndrome in their lifetime. I believe that number is way more. I feel like I experience imposter syndrome, even if it is on a minor level, at least once a day. And the hashtag imposter syndrome on TikTok has more than 260 million views, mostly consisting of videos where people are discussing their feelings of self-doubt, giving tips of how to overcome these feelings. And it is very clear by how popular these things are, how many times this hashtag has been viewed, that it is not just you. And here's the other thing I want you to know about imposter syndrome. Even if you turn this episode off and you never come back and listen, I want you to hear this. Imposter syndrome is a freaking liar. It is a master manipulator that thrives off self-doubt and insecurity. And the first step to overcoming it is recognizing it for what it is. It is a pesky little gremlin that is trying to sabotage your success in order to keep you safe. Now, I'm not going to go into all of the evolution of our brains and how our brains are designed and why they work the way that they do way back to our caveman days, but I will say this. When imposter syndrome comes up, when your brain makes up these stories about what an imposter you are, for whatever reason, It is trying to keep you safe. It is trying to keep you in your comfort zone where you know what's going to happen. There's no risk of being rejected. There's no danger or perceived threat. That is what your brain is designed to do. So it's really not trying to be an asshole. It's trying to keep you safe. But by doing so, it is sabotaging your success because growth doesn't happen in your comfort zone. Personal growth doesn't happen there, and business growth definitely doesn't happen there. Okay, so now that we've talked a little bit about what imposter syndrome is, I want to talk about why it happens, especially to female business owners. So part of it is what I just said. It's the way that our brains are designed to keep us safe. But there are also other things going on here too. And I'm going to touch on these on a very basic surface level because to get into each of them deeply would be probably like at least 4 more hours of podcast episodes. So maybe I'll bring some experts in to talk about each of them individually, but for today's purpose, just know that I know that we are only scratching the surface. So one of the reasons that imposter syndrome happens to females in particular is society, pressures from society, and also messages that we receive from society. From a very young age, many women are conditioned to be modest, to be humble, to downplay their achievements, to shrink themselves in order to make other people feel more comfortable, and to avert the spotlight off of them and onto other people. That is how we are taught to behave. That is how we are taught a good girl. I wish you guys could see my air quotes. I wish I had like a different voice I could use every time I use air quotes. Like maybe I'll just be like, that is how a good girl, and you know that's my air quotes voice. But then every time you're going to be like, I had to turn the volume down every time you said that. Okay. Anyway, that is how a good girl is supposed to act, right? So it's no wonder that imposter syndrome tends to rear its ugly head when we start to step into our power, when we start to pursue our dreams, when we start to believe in ourselves and see more success than maybe we ever have in the past in our entrepreneurial realm. That is often when imposter syndrome comes up the most because that is our conditioning from society saying, oh, don't get too big for your britches. Don't get too excited about yourself. It's important to be humble. It's important to stay small. So I want you to understand that that's part of what's going on so that you can use that to combat your own imposter syndrome. Another place that imposter syndrome comes from is bias from the world, from ourselves, from society, from other people who are in the room with us, because let's face it, the world of entrepreneurship has historically been dominated by men. And although that landscape is shifting slowly, slower than I might like, there is still a pervasive lack of representation of women in leadership roles. And research suggests that factors like gender and race can increase the likelihood of experiencing imposter syndrome, with women and people of color at greater risk as they are more likely to be underrepresented in the spaces that they're in. So basically what it comes down to is when we don't see people who look like us, who sound like us, who act like us, who think like us, succeeding in the business world, it is easy to fall into the trap of believing that we don't belong there either. And while we're on this topic of bias and systemic bias in particular, there's one thing I want to mention in regards to this whole calling it imposter syndrome thing. There's an article in the Harvard Business Review called Stop Telling Women They Have Imposter Syndrome. And one of the things that the authors talk about is that women and women of color feel exclusion and self-doubt because of systemic bias and obstacles. And they are pushing against this idea of imposter syndrome because that places the blame on the individual instead of examining the cultural and historical context. So I felt like that was important to mention because, as I said, I see that this is a much bigger conversation than we can have in this short podcast, but it did feel important to mention for anyone who is listening and also having similar thoughts. All right, now we're going to talk a little bit about how imposter syndrome impacts you with networking and how it impacts you in business, because that is, after all, what this podcast is about. And so, like, why are we talking about imposter syndrome when this podcast is supposed to be about networking and business growth? Well, there are several reasons. One, if you are stuck in that perfectionist space, it's going to be very difficult for you to continually put yourself out there and for you to put yourself out there authentically and create real connections. Imposter syndrome leads to a lack of authenticity in your networking efforts. When you're constantly second-guessing yourself and trying to fit into some perceived mold of what a successful entrepreneur looks like, it's hard to show up authentically and to forge genuine connections with other people. Another problem with imposter syndrome, as I talked about in the beginning, is that imposter syndrome often leads to self-sabotage. So you might find yourself avoiding networking events or shying away from opportunities to connect with potential clients or collaborators because you're afraid of being found out as a fraud, right? This has happened to me when someone who I consider an expert, like to have way more experience and expertise than me, has come to me wanting to collaborate on something. And my first thought is like, I can't collaborate with her. Everyone is going to realize I have no idea what the hell I'm doing, right? Because I'm going to be next to this person who actually does know what they're doing. And when you let your brain run wild with those thoughts that aren't even true, you could miss out on some really good opportunities. And a lot of times, imposter syndrome will cause you to doubt yourself, doubt your worth, and undermine your confidence, even when you do put yourself out there. So yes, it will cause you to not show up, but if you can get over it to show up, it might also impact the way that you are showing up. And it's also important to mention that imposter syndrome has a huge impact on your mindset. When you are constantly battling imposter syndrome, it is easy to fall into a negative spiral of self-doubt and self-criticism. And that often brings you to the place of like, everything is terrible. This is never going to work. Why did I think this was a good idea, right? Have you ever been stuck in that negative feedback loop? Because I have. I still get stuck there sometimes. And when you're stuck in that negative feedback loop, it can be very hard to see the value that you bring to the table and effectively communicate that value to other people. And when you don't see the value that you bring and you can't effectively communicate it, it's impossible to do sales, right? And I don't care what business you are in, somehow you are selling. And you can't sell if you don't see your value, and you can't sell if you can't communicate the value to other people. No one is buying from that person. So you can see how imposter syndrome really impacts a lot of ways that you are showing up in your business. So how do we get over it? There's a lot that goes into this, right? Because it depends on what's causing your imposter syndrome. It depends on where it's coming from. But I have a couple recommendations that I think are going to be applicable to everyone. So the first is to practice owning your accomplishments. I used to have a business coach who would tell me anytime I would say like, oh, I got a client, or oh, this client found me on such and such. She would always say, you didn't get a client. The client didn't find you. This didn't just happen. You created that client. And she would make me sit down and figure out, like, how did you create that client? What did I do that created that client? And that was such a powerful exercise because that really helped me to see that it was me. It wasn't luck. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't because someone else had just randomly said like, oh, hey, you should hire her. And so she did, right? There was a reason that I made that sale, and it was because I created it by doing specific things. So one of the most powerful ways to combat imposter syndrome is to own your accomplishments. Own the things that you do. Find the ways that you are responsible for creating your success, not anyone else. And that definition of success can mean a lot of different things, right? Sometimes just showing up is success. Sometimes putting a live video out there is success. So I'm not just talking about success, like did you make six figures this year or did you not? I'm talking about all kinds of success and practicing owning them, practicing celebrating them. Write them down. Keep a journal where you track all of your wins, big and small, whether it is landing a new client or getting positive feedback from somebody. We are so quick to brush that stuff off, right? Like, I just got a text from somebody yesterday that was so nice about the virtual speed networking event and why she loved it and how it was so good for her as an introvert to find a place where she felt comfortable. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Anyway, blah, 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 right? But then something negative happens, or something we perceive as negative, and we will ruminate on that shit all day long, right? Like, I will still be obsessing about that a week later. I'm not still obsessing about the positive feedback I got a week later. So that takes consciousness and intentionality to focus on the positives, the accomplishments, and the wins. By acknowledging and celebrating your achievements and your wins, you're gonna start to build evidence that proves to yourself and to that pesky little gremlin called imposter syndrome, that you are indeed capable and deserving of success. The next tip I have that kind of goes along with that is just flipping the script, recognizing that the things that you are thinking are not facts. They are thoughts, and thoughts are things, and you can choose different things. I used to talk about this a lot with my dating coaching clients. I would tell them, like, imagine it as like the Walmart of thoughts, and there's all of these different thoughts on the shelves, and you get to pick which ones you want to think. Like, sometimes it really is that simple. So instead of buying the I'm not good enough thoughts, buy some different ones. Even if you're not at the space where you truly believe, like, I am good enough, I am deserving of this, I do belong in this room, start with what I call a ladder thought. That is starting your sentence with something like, it's possible that I am good enough. I'm learning to believe that I do have something of value to bring to this room. I am working on getting to a place where I know I deserve this, right? Even those thoughts feel better than I'm not good enough, I don't deserve this, I shouldn't be here. So take a moment to reflect on your past successes and the skills and expertise that you bring to the table, and remind yourself that there are times you have overcome challenges and exceeded expectations. And most importantly, replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations that you actually believe, even if you have to put that latter thought in there, and reminders of your own worth. And then the last recommendation I have is lean on your tribe. Don't be afraid to lean on your people for support. Don't be afraid to go to them and say, I'm struggling with this. Do you guys struggle with this? Because sometimes just knowing that you're not alone is enough. Surround yourself with a supportive network of female entrepreneurs who understand the struggle and can offer words of encouragement when imposter syndrome comes knocking. And if you don't have that tribe, if you don't have that network, and you're not sure how to create it, check out the link in the show notes for our virtual speed networking event, or even better, for the Powerful Women Rising community. That is a huge benefit that the members of the community have found, is to have this supportive network of women who have been there, who get it, and who can offer them support when they're struggling with their imposter syndrome, because it happens to all of us. And sometimes we just need to be reminded that there are other thoughts we can think. Sometimes we just need to be reminded that everyone is struggling with this stuff, even when it doesn't look like they are. Having a support system can make all the difference when it comes to overcoming imposter syndrome and staying focused on your goals. All right, that is what I've got for you guys this week. I hope that that information was helpful. This is an ongoing battle. This is something that becomes easier to deal with. You can pick it out faster. You can see what's happening faster and like steer away from it faster, but it never really goes away. And so just know that's normal. You're okay. Everything's fine. And come hang with us in the Powerful Women Rising community so that we can remind you that you are normal and that everything's fine. I will be talking about this topic all week on Instagram, so please follow me at Powerful Women Rising, and I would love to hear your thoughts as well. If you resonated with any of those types of imposter syndrome, if you found things that work for you with overcoming imposter syndrome, I would love to hear them all. So meet me over on Instagram, and I will see you here next week. Thank you.